Welcome to the Bearcats Insider, brought to you by Truro Mazda. I'm James Faulkner, and joining me is the coach of the Truro Bearcats, Sean Evans. And Coach, we're heading into a game four tonight down in Berwick against the Valley Wildcats. A 2-1 series lead for you. Dropped the first game at home on Sunday, 2-1, a 3-2 overtime win in Berwick on Monday, and then finished off three games in four nights with a 3-1 win at home on Wednesday. What's your overall takeaway from this series, or is it basically what you expected?
Well, you don't know in playoff hockey, right? So at the end of the day, we've scored lots of goals all season, and now we're, you know, it's a struggle to find a way to score, and that's a credit to the opposition and certainly to their goaltender. On the positive side for us, I thought Game 3 might have been our best complete game of the season. We need to continue to play that way, especially when goals are coming at a premium. All that being said, you know, I reminded the players after Game 3, all we've done now after winning Game 3 was we're holding serve. It's 2-1, and now we're back on serve with protecting home ice. So, you know, tonight's game's a big one.
It has to be encouraging as well, given goals have been coming at a premium, but I can't remember the last time that the team averaged over 40 shots a game.
When you play playoff hockey, right, you're trying to hide your weaknesses, and most teams have some, and you're trying to expose their weaknesses. I won't say what I think ours are, and I won't say what I think Valley's are, but I think that, you know, as a group, we're starting to figure that out. When you're playing the goalie that's playing well, you got to keep shooting the puck. So whether it's, you know, 20 shots or 45, basically it took 45 in Game 3 to, you know, to get an empty net goal and win. So whatever it takes is what you got to do.
Yeah, for sure. Talking about, you know, Game 3 and maybe the most complete effort you've had this season, Landon Myron, I thought he had maybe his best game of the season in Game number 3, had a number of different scoring opportunities, had the game winner, and actually had the game winner in overtime in Game 2 as well. What are you seeing from his game and the line with Tanner Humber-Dredge and kind of a mix of wingers there as well?
You know, that line certainly misses Carter McCloskey. There's no question there. Landon's been, you know, one of the old reliables all season. He's had a great year for us. Yes, he's got key goals for us, but he could have many more. I know offensively he's frustrated. At the end of the day, I guess the best way to look at it is he is scoring when it's important. So I hope he continues to do that.
You mentioned Carter McCloskey. He got injured very early in Game number 1. Shorthanded in Game 3 with Brandon Kroll, Tully Grant, and Kevin Walker out as well. Any update on those and when they might return to the lineup?
I can just say that those guys are out at this point for now.
Okay.
It would be best for us. I will say this. It would be best for us to try to continue to win without them. And the longer we can hold some of those guys out, the better chance when they come back to the lineup, they won't be under 100%. Let's put it that way. So the Firmages, Kelsey Ouellette's back in the lineup, just getting his feet wet. You know, those guys are playing well. And a big shout out to Bryson Curry.
Yes.
You know, he's been basically at the back end of the bus all season long. He's stepping up and giving us some real good shifts and some real good minutes. And I'm really, really proud of that boy.
Yeah, Bryson spent a lot of time up in the booth with us throughout the season, so it's been great to see him on the ice. Just talking about the goaltending that the Valley's had, how well Justin Bourque has played, both Martin and Milner have played exceptional, I think, for you. I mean, they've only allowed 5 goals.
We went with Milner in Game 1, just, you know, flip a coin, basically, and he did absolutely nothing wrong in Game 1. But Martin's numbers have been very good against Valley this year. They've been very good in their rink. So we rolled with him in Game 2. Nothing against Jack. I hope we can keep rolling with Marty, and hoping he can continue to play well and continue to win. At the end of the day, we got 2 guys ready to go.
All right. So again, Game 4 is tonight down in Berwick. Game 5 will be necessary. It's at the Rec on Sunday night at 7 o'clock. That does it for the Bearcats Insider for this week. For Coach Sean Evans, I'm James Faulkner.